Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Salaam alaikum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty, the source creator, the creator of everything. We take this opportunity to thank you for being here with us afternoon on AM360, the Table Talk. Table Talk. Every fourth Sunday, we have this program called the Table Talk, and it is hosted by the staff of AM360. So we happen to be part of that staff, so this is our turn to host this program called The Table Talk. And when I was asked to host this program, I thought about our brother, Rashid Abdul Salam, that we work with every Tuesday on a program called The Science of Your Health and Your Wealth. He has his experience in banking, in finance. And we have this program together. I thought about interviewing him, having him on this program as our guest, to ask him questions about the relationship with the person's health and their ability to invest money, savings, improve their finance on a long-term basis, for the future, generation, not just for them, not just for their retirement, but for future generation. and to be able to replace their income. So he had this idea about a show. I can remember the Saturday he called me. One Saturday, a number of years ago, he called me and said, let's do this program. I have some questions about health and all these things. He had heard us on Optimal Health. We're also the host of Optimal Health. And I remember that very Saturday he called. Let's do a program together. Isn't that amazing? And we have this program. We've been working together for a few years now, nearly. A few years now. We're going to open his mic and ask him to come on board, maybe say a couple of words while we get people to come on and get situated. Salam alaikum, Brother Rashid.
Well, alaikum salam, Brother Abdul. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. We're doing excellent. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for joining us today on Table Talk.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It truly is a pleasure.
Yes, sir. We have this opportunity, and we're going to take advantage of it as much as we can to keep sharing information about health and finance with people in our community, those who want to be healthier financially, as well as physical, emotion, and all these other areas of our endeavors. So do you remember that day, that Saturday you called me to get more information about symptometry?
Absolutely.
And we talked.
It was like yesterday, my good man. It was just like yesterday.
Absolutely.
I mean,
it was just
so
like yesterday.
Our,
I remember the call.
Yeah.
I remember exactly what I was doing and where I was at.
Yeah, a little bit over two, almost 2.5 years now. You know, it's been a while.
Yes, sir. Absolutely amazing. So you formulated that program, The Science of Your Health and Your Wealth. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the reason why you formulated this program that we work together on.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I basically do workshops and seminars as a consultant in the community dealing with life skills, dealing with financial education, dealing with all the issues that we have from anger management to time management and all those particular things. But after listening to Optimal Health and just talking to people in general, I began to see a deficiency in the thinking process of our brothers and sisters. Well, it's quite frankly in the world, be exact. Because as I was working with prison reentry, working with juvenile hall and the educational system itself, and then doing these ongoing life skill workshops, what we call comprehensive holistic life skills, I began to see a deficiency where we were hurting mentally in our thinking capacity. And as a bank manager, I saw this for years on why were people borrowing money to go on vacation? Why were people borrowing money to fix tires on their car? It was always amazing to me for someone to say, I need to borrow $500 for Christmas. You know, when in the financial, I just didn't understand that thinking that brought about that type of a result in their lives. So I knew after listening to Optimal Health, some of the key initiatives, the key areas, where I need to begin to incorporate those types of teaching into my life skill program. And that was really what I was thinking about at the time when I spoke with you after experiencing this absolutely phenomenal education when it comes to the science of your cells, how your body works, the integration, interrelated, and the connectivity of all of those factors. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. You know, I didn't have to go any further than that, brother. You know, I kind of felt that what was being offered had to do with the capacity of our thinking and what was being done in our people's community. In our community was, I can see the lack of information, the lack of education in that field of understanding who you are, that community of self, as we call it. You know, I always say take the health off, that community of selves, you know. So that was my, yes, sir.
That's amazing, Brother Rashid. That is absolutely amazing. You know, I pretty much drew the same conclusion that you drew, and that's what gave me the interest in becoming a health coach. I said, we have all these problems, and we expect someone else to solve our problem for us. And these same people that we expect to solve our problem have had an opportunity to solve our problem for hundreds of years, and they hadn't done so yet. But we still are waiting for them to do something for us.
Yes,
and I
yes,
thought about
sir.
What the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about do for self, do for self, do for self. He's real good
right.
into the Nation of Islam during those days.
Right.
And people are still waiting, and we're still waiting for somebody to do something for us. If it's
yeah.
your health, if it's your finance, it's not going to happen.
It's not.
Go ahead.
You know, I remember when I was as a bank manager, I began to talk to my supervisors that, hey, why don't we have some financial education classes going on in our community so we can kind of help people better manage their finances? Well, the guy told me, said, for what? If we tell people about their money, then they won't bring their money to us. So what that clicked in my mind was a bank cannot be a bank without a deposit. There's no way in the world a bank can exist unless someone made deposits to them. And why would you make deposits to somebody who's basically not going to give you what you need to sustain yourself? They come up with this thing called credit scores and all these factors on zip codes and so forth and so on. So we were being used and abused financially, and we know that whoever manages the mind, whoever has the power manages the person itself. Where owns the land, owns the man. So those concepts began to come into play for me. But you know what? They didn't even start until I began to realize the power of the psychology of sales, the power of the psychology of symptomatology and what it really meant and how I can take it and break it down to a finite aspect and then use it in a lecture. I mean, use it in a workshop, in a seminar. It's all interrelated, as you say, integrated, no matter what the subject matter is, whether it's anger management, whether it's finance, whether it's time management. It really didn't matter. All connected. And so it just made sense to me to begin to look at the psychological profiles of people and realize that all out of 300-some thousand psychologists, I can't recall any problems that they've ever solved. Other than trying to counsel you and then provide you with a pill or some medication. And so it's just really exciting to me to be able to provide for young people, older people, whomever who needs to help, this comprehensive, I mean comprehensive holistic life skill workshops that we do, especially when it comes to our body and our makeup and our chemistry.
That's amazing, Brother Rashid, to draw that correlation. And, of course, the correlation that we have with the medical industry, it is the same one with finance. How is the person who happened to be a businessman, though he's a doctor, but he's a businessman, and he thrives on repeat business, going to tell you how to cure your disease? How is that possible?
Yeah.
It's just makes
yeah.
me, it makes no sense. Why would he tell you information and share information with you that's going to improve your health? When that would stop you from going to see him next month, next 2 months, next 6 months. He wants you to come to him every month so he can prescribe drugs, some procedures. So the whole paradigm is really not to get you healthy. Because if you were healthy, you wouldn't need to see the doctor unless there's an emergency come up, unless you had an accident. It seems like many things in our society are structured that way. To abuse the person rather than help the person.
Yeah,
oh, really,
why would I tell you how to take care of yourself? I go to school for 12 years, and I'm going to tell you how to fix your issue. I mean, why did I go to school for 12 years if I'm not going to make any money? So it's all, once again, financial related. Every decision we make has a financial consequence on almost every element of our lives, no matter whether it's economics, no matter whether it's education, whether it's political, cultural identity, community build, it has a financial decision. So the problem we have with our professional people is that by telling you the truth, I can't make any money off you, so I have to tell you a lie in order to sustain the power and the power over your thinking process and be able to get you the better service, the good service and products that I have so I can make money instead of just using the democratic approach, the proper democratic approach that everybody has a voice. We're all in this thing together, and we don't have sectors of different types of people. And that factor in that sector is I want power, and I have a what they call greed concept about what power is. It means I'm going to do you, take from you, whatever I can to be in charge of you. And that's what we call our program, the science of health and you. It's so important that we understand how we work. And we walk around 24 hours a day, Abdul, with a body, and we don't even know how it works. Is it unbelievable that, you know, you don't know how to feed it, you don't know what nutrients are required for different parts of your body, what nutrients are required for your brain essentials, your liver essentials, all those things, but yet we don't want to listen to someone tell us the truth about our own bodies. We don't have a clue on how they work and how they function. And the result of that is the state of the union here in America and across the world.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. The more we try to talk to people, like the more resistant people put up about their own health. Oh, my doctor didn't tell me that. My doctor should have told me. But they're waiting on the doctor to tell them everything. It's just like you, your financial advisor. If you think he's going to tell you everything, he's going to give you the investment that's going to make money for him.
Absolutely. Ask him where his money is.
He might be trying to conserve the money.
Yeah, I guarantee you his money is not where he tell you to put your money. I guarantee you that. And that's a fact.
Why people just can't tell the truth, Brother Rashid, and educate people, and we will all work together and come up together and have plenty of money and resources for everyone.
Well, the system is not designed for that. You know, the true democratic society is a beautiful thing. But we know we live in a republic. We know we live in a capitalistic society which is supposed to have democratic principles attached to it. Capitalism is fine as long as it's checked by democracy. The unfortunate part about it, we don't even understand that political and governmental end of life, which has an effect on us financially once again. And we don't realize that in our own community, somebody's making a decision about what your child is being educated about. When you cut that television on, that telecommunication vision, that lie, that vision is being given to your child at a very young age, shapes and forms their thinking process. And this is the beauty of symptometry. This is the beauty of knowing and education. We need to know how to function as human beings. And what is a human being? What is your purpose in life? Why are you here? You know, these are questions that we never, ever think about because of the docility that's being produced in the thought processes of what this world carries out and shares with us and gives us from an educational perspective. Misinformation.
Disinformation.
It's just amazing. It truly is amazing. Truly is amazing.
And you're absolutely correct.
We have a lot of work to do.
Yes. That's what the future is all about, Brother Rashid. The future. That's what our future is all about. We don't take time out to figure this out because the Almighty has given us everything that we need. He's done all of the favors for us. He's not coming to solve any of our problems. He gave us a brain for a reason. And these are the things that we are up against. If our health is not emphasized and talked about and something is done with it, our brain is going to be compromised. Therefore, whatever endeavor we engage in, if we ignore our health, we're not going anywhere far. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah,
and this is the problem.
Sad.
People can't see that connection.
Yeah, it is sad. It is, Abdul, it's so sad that we as adults make this claim that children are our future. Yet, we don't have the knowledge base. We don't have the information to show them what the future should look like. We don't have the ability to sit down. And this is not being, you know, harmful or saying anything wrong to someone. But the point is, you have to know in order for your children to know. You can't be what you can't see. You can't act out things that you don't know about. And when your child asks you a question about a particular thing, what's the response? Can you show me where we're going to be 5 years from now? Can we show those children, you know, particular things that they need to know to exist in the future? We can't do it because of our inability to think, our health issues, our health issues are so compromised that we don't even have the ability to see past 5 years from now. It's just a sad situation, and we have to address it. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we have the show,
exactly.
To spread the word, to show people you're going to have to understand this one thing, and that one thing is you. What a deep subject matter. What a heavyweight
it's
subject
amazing.
Matter we start talking about.
And this is the problem. See, we've gotten the wrong education. We've been miseducated, misinformed when it comes to the human being. And we have no clue of who we are. You know, the Almighty has placed us above many parts of the creation. We're above it, many parts of the creation. And it still goes right over our head. We have these cells that came together to produce us, Brother Rashid.
Right.
An egg
right.
from our mother, a sperm from our father, came together to produce a zygote, a fertilized egg. One cell started out as one cell, and grow and develop into 75 to 100 trillion cells, over 200 types of cells, all kind of specialized functions, just like a community is supposed to be. And they're all working to keep us healthy, keep us normal. On this troposphere where we happen to be, we have the worst part of the troposphere. We have to understand who we are and where we are. And I think your program, The Science of Your Health and Your Wealth, is perfectly connected to wake people up, to draw their attention to what's in their brain, how to develop the brain, and where we came from, and where we need to go. If we ignore our health, nothing else really matters, Brother Rashid. We're not going anywhere. Nothing else really matters. That's how we are created.
Yes, sir. You know, and the thing about it, you have to want it, though, Abdul. You have to really want to make a change in your life. You have to really know the importance of why you need to make a change in your life. And I think that's what's happening. The fact that we don't know how our body functions, the fact that we don't know a lot about our bodies and our disposition and our being, we fall victim to exactly the same thing the world is falling victim to. I don't care what you practice. If you don't know how to take care of your brain, it doesn't matter. You can't reason and process information to its logical conclusion. You have an issue. You really have an issue with yourself. So we're talking about know thyself, right? That's what it's
absolutely
all about. So that's the whole thing. And that's what we have to concentrate on. We got to stop, take a look in the mirror, readdress what our situation is, reevaluate, and begin to assess where we are and where we should be, and then plan it. 5 years from now, we'll start with 3 months. Before you get to 5 years, you got to get through something else. So that planning process really has affected our ability to think and reason and follow things to its logical conclusion. And that's what we're all about. That's why that keeps me so excited in incorporating these particular tools into what we do as educators, as facilitators. And that's how I feel about it. And I hope I'm saying something that really makes sense or resonates with someone else.
Well, you are. You are, because if this piece of the puzzle we do not figure out, we'll spend another 100 years. I don't think we really have another 100 years to mess around. We have another 100 years of making all these mistakes. See, life is about correcting our mistakes. We have been misinformed. When you talk to a person about their health, they really take it for granted that they know something about health. They know something about the food they're eating. And each time you talk to them, Brother Rashid, they want to know, what do I eat? That what really, there's nothing safe to eat on this planet.
That's true.
Every food has a problem. So if you're not thinking about the food and the toxins and the poison and where you are, we take what we are for granted. We think planet Earth is the paradise. It's the God. But it's not the God. We were sent here to be tested and to get smarter. And you share information with people, and they go on, you're like, oh, that don't mean anything to me. I don't need that. I don't need to know what's in the food. The all these additives, and every week, there's a recall on things that we've already warned people about eating. And they never make the connection, Brother Rashid. And we wonder what's wrong with us, what's happening in our community. And we spend all of this money, the society spend all of this money locking human beings up and not correcting the problem, thinking that the problem is going to go away, thinking that people is going to be more safe. It's best to solve the problem. We can't keep building jails, and we cannot keep hiring more police officers and think that the family are going to have money to invest in the future. They won't have money to invest in the future because the father or the mother won't all be there working together.
That's true. You know, that's really a phenomenal thing.
People are thinking in this day and time.
Right. You know, I tell you, as we began to talk and discuss, you and I always talk about these particular things.
Yes.
We have the answer to the prison system. We have the answer to the education system. We have the answers to a lot of the political arena and so forth. But more importantly, we have the answers to our cultural identity, our cultural concepts. We have those particular answers, but they're so simple that people think, you know, it's harder than that. No.
Yes.
You know, it's not. Root-based therapy, root-based therapeutics. I mean, root-based, we got to get that word in our mind. And as we talked about on our last show about we raising criminals in our own house that don't even know it by the type of foods that we provide to them, we have an opportunity to raise geniuses right now with our children and our grandchildren, but we don't know the root-based situation because we don't know the root-based on how we got here. What was the makeup of that first and second and third trimester? What did your parents do? What type of foods did you take? And we know we go back to 1619, as we're going to use it as a terminology, that when we first got here, the first thing they did to us, those first things those mental scientists did to us was change our diet.
That was the first thing.
Took your culture away from you, your ability to process information, separated you, and you know what? Still the same thing today. It really
is the same thing today.
Same situation. We're eating the wrong food, not having the proper essentials for our brains to function right. And we went all the way back to 1935 when the Congress, the Senate Document 264, told the world that in 1935 the soil was so depleted of its essential nutrients that it couldn't grow food that had minerals in them, period. So what have we been eating since 1935? What are we eating today? We have to ask ourselves this question. What in the world are you eating?
And who's cooking your food for you? And who's cooking the food for you?
Yes. You know, and those are essential. And as you talked about the recall, in the last three, I think I sent you several of them, in the last month, we have a recall on food that we eat on a regular basis, from lettuce to tomatoes to certain types of meats that has listeria and all these other all these diseases in them. But we've been talking about that for years. What's going to happen? You know, so when are people going to open their eyes and look in the mirror and say, what happened to me? Not what's wrong with you. What happened to me? And historically, we can go back and tell you exactly that. It started with birth. It started with coming here from a strange land. We only did three things when we came here. We died, we went back, or we changed. Changed into what?
Absolutely.
That's a heavy question.
That is amazing.
And we keep having generation after generation after generation of children that are becoming weaker and weaker in their ability to process information, weaker minds, weaker conditions. You know, I'm saying from 1619 to this day, there's 12 generations on your mother and father's side of people who've been here. And those people did not fall short of having a comprehension. They didn't fall short. But as we got weaker and weaker and weaker, our children, and it hurts me, brother. This is why I work so hard. It hurts me to see our children acting like animals in their instinctive behavior.
Absolutely.
Not like human beings. You know, we made the announcement, who let the dogs out? Well, somebody opened the door up, and you go outside today, all you see is animalistic behavior. People shooting each other, going around the corner. You know, they shoot somebody, go around the corner and have a hamburger like it never happened. No empathy, no sympathy, no concern, no love. These particular essentials come from what we talk about every day, processing right food, acetylcholine. You know, if we just took acetylcholine the rest of the show, we wouldn't have enough time. We would not
Absolutely.
Have enough time if people only knew moody behavior. Oh, my goodness. It just I get excited, my brother. Forgive me. Let me calm down a little bit here because I know how simple this is. You know, to know something and to learn something and research something, brother, it elevates your thinking process. It takes you to a new dimension. We don't even know there's another dimension in our thinking process.
That is a problem, Brother Rashid, and that's exactly why we can't get to where we need to be. That is exactly because people take for granted that they know what the problem is and they know how to solve it. But if that was the case, Brother Rashid, we wouldn't be in this dilemma. We wouldn't be in this dilemma.
What did Carter G. Woodson say in 1930? And we have to go back and look at our history. He said, you think you went to school to get an education. I'm sorry to tell you, you went to school to be trained.
Yes.
Number one. Booker T. Washington told us we would never rise any higher as a nation until we raise our people and our educational level to get our children to think. What is the thinking capacity? I mean, just studying the word think in symptometry is an amazing subject matter.
Absolutely.
How do you think?
How do you become smarter, Brother Rashid? Symptometry have answered all of these questions. How do a person become smarter?
Yes.
and how people think.
You know, we have to say this. You know, I know it may be hard for us to understand on the line. If Master said, it's okay. But when somebody who look like us said, then you want to question everything we do. You don't question Bank of America when you take them your money. So here we talk about doing the credit union for ourselves. Well, is it safe? Is Bank of America safe? Do you ask them that?
They lose your money too, Brother Rushy.
We all want to look at what's, when we come up with something and what's taking place, but we don't even question the very person who took for granted. He took us from one place to another place, and to this day has never told us the truth about how this body works. Never told us the truth on how finances work. Never told us the truth about proper education and proper information. But the key to it all, Abdul, is this. You don't even know how to think correctly anyway, even though you have this master's, you got master's degree. I ain't talking about no one who's getting a degree. I'm not talking about you getting a PhD. I'm not talking about anybody. Those are beautiful things, education, education, education. But if you don't know how to apply it, knowledge is power.
Make progress
only
for
when
yourself
you know how to apply
it. And your kind.
Yes, sir. Knowledge is power only when you know how to apply it. And how do you know how to apply it when you don't even know you're not even thinking correctly? Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It is. Brother Rashid, we're going to take a short break.
Yes, sir.
And I hope our listeners who's on the line with us call someone, ask them to join us so we can have more people here benefiting from what's being discussed and interviewing you, because it's amazing the information that you're sharing just from this interview. It's absolutely amazing.
Yes,
if we just picked up Purity's concept, Brother Rashid, we'd be, next week this time, we'd be different people. We'd be different people.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my brother.
So, brother and sister, give us a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. So please do not go anywhere at all. Take a moment to call someone. Ask them to join us on Table Talk on AM 360. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum, this is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for having me.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. We'd just like to let you know, if we're having a problem with our platform, if the Blog Talk Radio are having issues, please call in by using our compass call number. We want to give you that number. So we have an issue with our platform, the Blog Talk Radio system, and we are still able to continue to have our program. And you still can listen to us and talk to us and all of these things. So we have issues on our platform. Please use this compass call number, 240-591-2020. 0209. And the access code will be 209075. That conference call number, once again, is 240-591-0209. And the access code being 209075. Thank you so very much for allowing us to share that information with you. And we'd also like to say that connect with us on am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share a comment at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at CW Sure. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent corporation community-wide Sure Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You are listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. And thank you for joining us today. Brother Rashid, we're going to open our line for some of our listeners to ask you a couple of questions.
No problem,
sir. You've shared a lot of information with us in terms of your perspective on health and how health relates to our future, the future generation that's coming way after us, and things that we have to do in the here and the now to have an excellent future. To have an excellent future, things that we have to do now. We can't wait. We can't keep having these emergencies come up, and there's no plan for the emergency. You know, I did a little bit of dabbling in finance, and we taught people to put away money for the rainy day. Our parents always talked about that rainy day coming for emergency purpose. How are you going to invest long term? We have no money for the emergency to take care of the battery in your car when it goes out, to take care of tires when you wear them out. These are normal maintenance in your vehicle, and we have normal maintenance of our own body. If you don't take care of the health of the body, you're going to be out of commission for some months or some years because you never did the maintenance and the upkeep. And our body requires more maintenance and upkeep than our own car and home. But no one is teaching us how to do these things, Brother Rashid. And when we get sick or have a stroke or have chronic kidney disease and have to go on dialysis, we don't know what happened. We didn't take care of our own body. We didn't do the maintenance and the upkeep, things that we do think ordinarily when it comes to our vehicles, our homes, our cars, our office, all these things. And we never think about our own body need constant repair and maintenance. If we overlook those sales, then we'll be in a bad fix. So we have to have that money set aside for emergency. They're going to happen.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to open the line to anyone who has a question or comment for our guest, Brother Rashid Abdul-Salam, who is the host of The Science of Your Health. And, well, health is a science. Finance is a science.
Absolutely.
And these are the things that people just think it, things are just going to fall in place, Brother Rashid, without an effort.
I understand. I do understand what you're saying. Believe me.
It's amazing. So, brother and sister, if you have a question for our guest, because a one-hour time span flies so fast, the time would be over.
Yes, it does. Yes.
If you have a question for our guest, please press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic so you'll be able to ask our guest a question. Otherwise, we're going to keep talking. Brother Rashid, explain to our listener how you now your perspective on health and life is so much different because of knowing a few things about cytometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells.
Right. Well, you know, it was just so exciting to me to come into this relationship. As I do my workshops and my seminars, I have a 30-hour workshop course that I teach centered around understanding self, values of education, social and civic responsibility, financial education, conflict resolution, time management, and all those particular things that are related to us developing the human being. I didn't want to just do workshops and seminars just to make people feel good. I wanted to give them different pieces and parts and parcels that grow them in every aspect of the work, the workshops and the lectures I provide for them. So in doing so, what I found out, you know, if I was going to talk about civic and social responsibility, well, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you don't understand the importance of self-development, if you don't understand the situation is centered around family development, you know, community development, what in the world are you going to be doing? So what are the tools that are essential? What are the tools that are – it's the ability to think and reason.
Absolutely.
Make decisions, you know, understand the environment that you live in so your values and your education can be affected. Therefore, you'll have a disposition and attitude, Abdul, that's really out of place. So each one of those subjects that I teach, understanding self. I don't say know thyself. You know, I don't know where we got that word from, but we always bind into something somebody else told us. I have to change the
Absolutely.
Language in everything I do. So I think understanding yourself. Yeah, I think understanding yourself is a little bit better than know thyself, right? How you going to know yourself if you don't understand yourself? So these tools that I have been able to garner through the education that was given has been given to me, the education that I received from AMSOS.org website, let me know that no disease is incurable. No situation or circumstance is incurable. You just have to know. You have to understand and then how to apply it. So I was able to take my subject matter and all the classes that I teach and incorporate symptomatology concepts, the educational
yes.
concepts on you. You know, I just can't get away from that word you, my brother. You know, I get excited when I start talking about this kind of stuff, you know, because I know it works. So
yeah.
all of a sudden, after all these years, somebody's been blessed enough by our source creator to give us basic tools on who you are, how you are, how your body, your mind, your functionality of it all. Then you got the liver, the kidney, the spleen. My biggest question when I first came into this, I think I shared it with you, how in the world are we still here?
Exactly. How are we still
I mean,
here?
It's
still
like,
standing, Brother Rashid.
I mean, the gratitude and the gratefulness that we got to have, alhamdulillah, the things that we should be grateful for. Do you understand what these people did to you? They broke us down to nothing. When they called us negroes and
animals,
and three-fifths of a human, we were exactly acting like that. Docility
yes.
existed on a large scale. So when I came into this greatness, this beautiful greatness of education on the science of it. That's what I love about symptomics, the science of things, the science of health, the science of wealth, and made them mesh together because we always say this, integrated, interconnected, interrelated. If it's
With
not
everything.
That,
yes.
what are you learning? The pattern that God gave. See, here's the beauty of symptomics. It gave me a good understanding on the pattern and the fitra. I didn't get
yeah, the
it like
picture, the
I
pattern.
Thought I had it. So God gave us a pattern. Now, how does that pattern work? We have to step outside the Quran to do the research. We have to
yes.
step outside the Quran and begin to look into what does this really mean, the fitra, you know, the pattern of universal order of things. What do these things really mean? I'm just not reading them just to be reading them. You know, now I'm beginning to see the interrelated, integrated, interconnected aspects of those particular things. So I was able to take this information, this creative information, and use it in everything that I do. I mean, everything that I do. I can't have a conversation with you without somehow, some way, integrating, interrelating, and making it all connect. So when I finish speaking with you, you can say, wow. That's all I need you to say. I didn't know that. I've done my job.
Absolutely.
Because the rest
That's
of the job is on them. They got to take personal responsibility and self-advocate for themselves, right?
After
my
that,
job
after that.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
what has to happen. The Almighty has gifted
yes,
us with
sir.
Everything we need. We have the genes
yes.
of our ancestors inside of us to help
yes.
us solve every problem, Brother Rashid. And we still
yes.
be praying for an answer to a problem. When we have the answer already inside of us, the Almighty gifted
right.
us with everything.
Right.
He did not leave
yes.
anything out. Isn't that amazing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So we never had a school to teach us how these things operate and what they mean.
Absolutely. We go to,
and how to relate
we
to
go
them.
To, we got schools for everything else except the school for you. So, now we have that school.
Get back together.
Yeah. What's the old saying?
Put that
hump and
dump back
wall.
Together, brother.
Yeah.
Right. They
yeah.
talked about
you know
it, but they never talked about how to put it back together.
There you go. We have the ability to put ourselves back together through our own school, the blessing of our own school. You know, Brother Abdul, let me say this to those who are on the telephone, on the line today. If I heard, if I was hearing what we're talking about right now, I on the break, I got my daughter on the line, free win. You got to tell somebody about this. You
exactly.
know, 'cause you get it. You got to go tell some. Pick up the telephone, do a three-way, whatever you have to do. Get on this line because they're talking about me and you. Who? Name me one program that you can go. You cut the TV on, you cut the radio. Nobody talks to you. They're talking around you, about you, and what they want you to do. But who's telling you about you? That arrogance we got to get rid of. That impatience, that inability to perceive and process this, we have to get rid of this, and we have to do the most important thing, and we said this earlier, you have to do a self-assessment. It just has to happen. We have to do that self-assessment like they do in the psychology's office. What's the first thing a psychologist asks you? Tell me something about yourself. First question. Tell me something about yourself. And so when you're going to give them all the information, they'll make an analysis on you and tell you what prescription they want you to take. Well, you could have done the same thing for your own self by self-assessing yourself, understanding what happened to me, not what's wrong with you. What happened to my daughter? What happened to my son? Why are they making those types of decisions? Do we have these conversations? Do we communicate? Do we sit down at dinner and eat together? What do we do together where you can get a good understanding of what's happening to your children? Matter of fact, what's happening with your husband or your wife? Your cousin, this communication channel has been broken for a long time. And
long
here comes Sintomic. Here comes Sintomic to tell us why it happened. And all we have to do is take the time out. Do not try to be heavy. Not try to be some big time name. I don't need no name. I'm just going to talk to you about the truth. I'm just going to tell you about the truth. You and I can have a conversation about what's real, not some illusion that we live in. What's real? I'm concerned about my grandchildren. I'm concerned about my
yes.
children. Now we talk about leaving a legacy of educational information that will sustain them 10, 15, 20 years from now, 100 years from now. Self-education. It's exciting, my brother.
Absolutely.
It really is exciting, Brother Doom.
And so in Syntometer, Brother Rashid, Syntometer have defined a human being.
Yes.
See, we've taken for granted that we know what a human is.
Mm-hmm.
If the human being is not able to produce neuron, neurotransmitter, neurochemical, you'll see the animal come out of that person.
Mm-hmm.
And the Quran have already told us, warned us, that the human being can be at the highest of the heights, above many parts of the creation, but also can descend to the lowest of the low. And we have seen that often in our society.
Yes. We see it often, continuously.
And people take it for granted that we know what a human being is, but we
yes.
don't know, Brother Rashid. And that's why we have these problems. That's why we have these issues. And we think we know who we are, but we're not. We don't know.
Right.
So I'm just going to share the Syntometer perspective on what a human being is, and you can add your experience and what you know about the world and Syntometry. But just briefly,
yes,
this is what Syntometer says about a human being. Who are we? We are human. Humans are high-maintenance, carbon-based, biological existence whose activity are fueled by energy. We are energy-dependent. We must produce energy around the clock, Brother Rashid. If we eat food that deplete our energy level or take away and reduce our energy level, it literally is taking our life. We're not our skins and bones and our blood. We are the energy housed in this body, this reality. We are made of 11 energy power systems. 11 systems powered by energy, Brother Rashid. These systems face so many challenges because we live at the troposphere on this planet. That is the worst position to be in, where the barometric pressure is at its worst, gravitational force always pulling and tugging on us. And microbes, Brother Rashid, these things you cannot even see abound. They dominate. You can't see these things. They're everywhere. They're in the food. They're in the air. They're in the water. But nevertheless, we've been created to be here. We've been created for this. But we don't understand the rules of health like we talk about, the speed law, the laws of physics, the pH rule, the iron rule, the sulfur rule. We've been making plenty of mistakes, Brother Rashid. Plenty of mistakes. So the word system, 11th system, encompasses cells, DNA, genes, chromosomes. And it's the stem cell in our red bone marrow that produce our blood. What kind of blood do we have, Brother Rashid? Blood should have non-poison, no poison, with oxygen, oxygenated blood. That's what should be going to our brain. Every person that have a mental anomaly, Brother Rashid, do not have enough oxygenated blood circulating to the brain. Every person with mental anomaly, Brother Rashid, have neurofibrillary plaque in their brain because of the principle of quantum physics. If oxygen is not there, then something else must take its place. It would be plaque. That's how plaque got there, quantum physics. There could be no emptiness. All of these things are what a human being is, Brother Rashid. We sit on 11 systems. These systems are delicate. Toxic metal will compromise them. Poison will compromise them. Not maintaining everything will compromise them. So Dr. Nauta calls it, we must love ourselves like ourselves love us. That's what produced us, ourselves. They produced us. So we will have an opportunity to prove to what we can do on this planet. That's why I say a producer. They first love us. Now, after we get here, we got to show love to them so they can continue to take care of us. That's the relationship we have, Brother Rashid. We're made of cells, and they're oxygen and energy dependent.
Right. I mean, I tell you, Brother, I don't even want to add anything to what you just said. I mean, we just need to take a few minutes and let that just process and you know, and melanate in our system. I mean, my goodness, who ever told us this? Where have
no
we gone?
How can we be inferior to anyone or anything? How can we be inferior? How can you feel inferior after knowing this information, teaching this to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren?
Yes.
You're created
you
out
know,
of the best substance.
Hmm.
But if nobody ever told
you
this.
Right.
And you're created to be here, you were created for the situation you face.
Absolutely. And we do have an answer for every illness in this country. We have an answer. There are answers to everything. Answers to the abortion problem. Answers to the financial problem. Answers to... You know, why are we committing genocide? You know, and we don't even understand this sub-replacement fertilization ratio that's taking place right now. Well, these people have already factored in that the browning of America is taking place. How can I remain in charge? Well, you have to keep people stupid. You have to make sure
that's
that they understand. And forgive me for the words. I hope I'm not being abusive to anybody. But this sterilization of information that's taking place in our country right now, they say by 2040, they say, and who said it, whoever they are, that if we don't change the self-replacement fertility rate that's taking place, we will be non-existent as an ethnic group. Now, they say we won't be here. As an ethnic group, we will be non-existent. Now, we don't even have to second-guess that. Here's the science. What happened to the Mayans? What happened to the Aztecs?
They're gone.
What happened to the
Indians? They're gone. They disappeared.
And we have never even said, ask that question. What happened to them? Well, we're going to be doing the same thing. What happened to the African-Americans?
Exactly.
You know, it's going to come up. Because we are destroying our own self. We are committing abortions. We are committing genocide. We are doing all these things, and our behavior pattern has been broken. You know, they always talk about unity. We got to come together in unity. You know what?
If we had 1,000 of us say, let's go down the street and make a right turn, I guarantee you 25% going to make a left.
That's what happens.
Because we don't understand the theory of group dynamics. That's why we have this displacement ratio with our children. You raise your children a certain way, and all of a sudden they act like they're friends, not knowing that this detachment theory has to do with the relationship with your new. It has to do with the relationship and why you didn't develop yourself properly. Why didn't you share certain things properly? Because you didn't know. And we act like because we have degrees, and I'm not harping on this, but we think going to school to get an education is what's happening. But God is the best educator. He gave us everything we need. He gave us the pattern. All we have to do is study the pattern. Because this birthright that's been given to us, it shapes and promotes our destination. It shapes and promotes our destiny. But if we don't know this birthright, if we don't understand the language, if we don't understand the beliefs, if we don't understand the attitudes, the religious notions, the universal concepts of things, if we don't understand this, we're going to give birth to what? What are we going to give birth to? Tell our children our future. Really? What do you have to offer them? What do you have to offer? If they're our future, quit saying it if you don't understand it. These words are being wasted. We have to change this language, my brother. If we're going to understand that the room for our progress, and our culture, if we don't understand that, we are not going to get to that path to prosperity. It's not going to happen. I had to throw that financial piece in there because, it's not going to happen. We don't have the tools. We don't have them. And I'm tired of talking about the negative stuff. Let's talk about the positive stuff, symptomology. Let's talk about the things that matter, education. Let's talk about the things, how do we make it all applicable? Because knowledge is power only when you know how to apply it.
And that's where we have the biggest problem at, Brother Rashid, applying the information, applying what's in the Quran, applying the concept of symptometry. They're all working together in us, but they must be applied. We just can't just know this and put it on a shelf somewhere. We have to make use of it. It's called applied therapeutic science. That's what the human being needs. That's what we need in our life. Applied therapeutic science.
Quantum physics on a large scale.
Yes.
We have the answer to cancer. See, we don't even have an excuse. We understand.
They make all of these different diseases, Brother Rashid, mystery diseases. There's no mystery here.
They're still doing research on cancer. Well, we got the answer for it. What are you still doing research for? We're still doing research on diabetes. We have the answer to diabetes.
We have the answer.
We have the answer to high blood pressure. We have the answer to liver and heart problems, high blood pressure. The answers are in our hands.
Kidney dialysis. People don't have to be on those things, Brother Rashid. We can solve that money problem. That's a money grab. $60,000 a month for someone to be on dialysis. 1 month.
Yes, sir.
We have people, Brother Rashid, the poor people in the society, their children are on a drug that costs $1,500. One drug.
I understand, brother. I do understand. It's a corruption of human morals and human values. And sometimes you just have to stop. The old saying, stop, drop, and roll. But sometimes we just have to stop. We have to unlearn so we can relearn. We have to understand what that means. Stop.
So, Brother Rashid, what have we been doing? Brother Rashid, we're pretty much at the top of the hour.
You got
enough time to give us your closing remark about general financial health and health in general and the effects on our future.
Well, Brother, since we have a short period of time, let me just say this. Just stop, ladies and gentlemen, and begin to reorganize and restructure your life. Rethink, relearn, re-implement what you've been doing because evidently it hasn't worked. Some of us may have, but for the most part, aggregately, that's my concern, that we should be able to change our lives and we have a tool and a resource in our possession. Your phone should be ringing off the hook. Not just your phone should be ringing off the hook because before I start talking about finance, you got to get your head on right. You got to get your mind right. Got to get your thinking right. Then we can talk about finance. But with that, I thank you so much for the opportunity. I really do. And hopefully we can do this again soon. I know we'll be online on Tuesday. And we'll be online on Monday sharing the same type of information. Please join us. And thank you so much, Brother Abdul. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Rashid. Well, like I said, we thank you so very much. We thank our listeners for joining us today here on Table Talk. You've had it. Next 4 Sunday, look for another a host and an extremely important topic. We thank you so very much. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.